Okay. Okay, there we go. Yes.
Okay, now you can begin.
Thank you so much. Great. So I will call the Vina Groundwater Sustainability Agency Special Board Meeting of April 13th, 2022 to order. First, we'll have the roll call. So Linda, would you like to get us all logged in?
Be happy to. So Board Member Reynolds?
Here.
Board Member Cooper?
Here.
Board Member Kimmelshue?
Here.
Vice Chair Royer?
Here.
And Chair Chusinski?
Here. We have a consent agenda. It is adoption of the resolution renewing authorization to conduct teleconference meetings for both the Vina GSA Board and the Stakeholder Advisory Committee. Do we have a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Great. Second?
Second.
Great. So that was Director Reynolds and Vice Chair Royer. Roll call, please.
So Board Member Reynolds?
Aye.
Board Member Cooper?
Aye.
Board Member Kimmelshue?
Aye.
Vice Chair Royer?
Aye.
And Chair Chusinski?
Aye.
Passes 5-0.
Perfect. With that, we'll move to item 3, closed session public comments or board disqualifications. Members of the public may address the board at this time on the closed session item. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. Do we have any members of the public who wish to address the board? I see that 2 members have raised their hands. Jim Brobeck is the one that I saw first. I'm trying to go over to, there we go. Okay, so Jim Brobeck and then Supervisor Lucero. Mr. Brobeck, please.
Thank you. I reviewed the annual report and noticed that it mentioned that the spring and fall groundwater levels were above the measurable objective and all groundwater levels remained within the margin of operational flexibility and well above the minimum threshold. This paragraph highlights the difference between the abandoned precautionary stakeholder designated BMO alert protocol that would have been triggered when historic low levels were observed and replaced with the unwisely comforting assurance that groundwater levels are, quote, well above the minimum threshold. It did mention that there were several wells that were at historic lows, but it didn't mention how many wells were. I believe there's a map that we could count the red dots. So I wonder, will the Vina board recommend a moratorium on issuing new large diameter well permits? Will the board recommend that undeveloped well projects with permits hold off on developing the wells? And also wonder how long until groundwater pumping allocations become necessary to protect domestic wells? And finally, who's going to have the political will to make and implement these difficult decisions? That's my comment. It's something to ponder before we have our next board meeting next week. Thanks for taking my comment.
Thank you for making it. Supervisor Lucero.
Good evening or good afternoon. So I was wanting to comment also, we received the groundwater report. And as for the number of wells that are historically low, then that number, I think, and Christina, she's on the line, she can correct me. I believe it was 19 of those monitoring wells were at an all-time historic low. In the Vina sub-basin, the report was that we are 98,000 acre feet in the deficit. So if you'll recall, this board adopted a 10,000 acre foot deficit. Mm-hmm. So we are currently 88,000 acre feet above that deficit. According to the graph that was presented, which is required by DWR, over a 20-year period, it shows an average of 20,000 acre feet minimally each year for a total of 400,000 acre feet in terms of less storage that is showing. So this board adopted a 10,000 acre foot deficit. Obviously, we are in a historic all time, as it was put by DWR this afternoon, we've never seen this in our lifetimes. And they were talking about the new executive order on large diameter wells, not domestic wells, but large diameter wells, and the moratorium on drilling those wells and permitting those wells. There was not a discussion as to when that would end, but it was said that, and I think Valerie was on the phone too, so she can correct me if she didn't, if anything I'm saying is incorrect, that there's no real indication as to when it will end, but certainly not before the year end of this water year, because they don't see any significant precipitation. So I'm concerned because I'm concerned about our tree canopy. I'm concerned about just locally what that's going to mean in terms of wells, domestic wells that are going to go dry. Basically, it is going to be a call by the locals. That was clear. DWR said this isn't a state mandate. This is what they're recommending, and it should be addressed in the GSP. So my question to this body is this addressed in the GSP in terms of wells going dry? And how many wells do we think are going to go dry? How are we going to estimate that? And also, it was made clear that this would be cooperation between the county, the permitting body, and the GSA, but the GSA would be making the call as to whether or not the call was sustainable. And the county would be making the call, you know, doing the permitting and the usual things. And when push comes to shove, it sounded like the county had the final jurisdiction. Would you say that's correct, Valerie?
Yeah, the executive order leaves, as does SGMA, the well permitting authority with the county. It does require the county to do two things depending on the well permit application. One is to get a consistency determination from the GSA, and the other is to make determinations that the county needs to make itself on subsidence and impact on nearby existing wells.
Yeah, so it was very interesting, and I don't know if the GSA is planning on having a presentation on this, but I think it would be really worthwhile to put to agendize it and talk about it as a body, because there was a lot of good information that came out of it. And those are my comments. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We will now adjourn to our closed session, we will then come back to open session and with any announcements out of the closed session. So Linda, do you want to, or is Cammie going to handle the closed session, the closed session sequestration, if you will?
We'll probably both put people in the waiting room. So I'm going to pause the recording at this time. I think it's scrolling on Bruce, but he should be joining momentarily.
Great.
There we go.
Hi there. Okay, well, we will reconvene to open session for the closed session announcement. Valerie Kincaid, our counsel, will make the closed session announcement.
Sure, thanks. So the board provided direction to file a responsive pleading in the litigation named on the agenda in coordination with our co-defendants, Rock Creek Reclamation District.
Great. Thank you, Valerie. And with that, we will adjourn until the regular VINA GSA meeting on April 20th. Thank you so much, everybody. See you then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.